This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. It's a holiday weekend in the United States where Americans are kicking off the start of the summer season. Memorial Day weekend means millions of Americans are on the move. AP correspondent Mike Hemben reports.
The AAA Auto Club says this holiday weekend could be one for the record books. More than 42 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles. Cape Cod tourist Patty Steelman has some advice for those traveling this weekend.
It's Memorial Day weekend, so there's going to be a lot of people on the road. So make sure you have your coffee, like Carly has, and enjoy your ride.
Carly Powell, who also made the drive to Cape Cod, says the trip was long, but she doesn't regret it.
The drive was a little long, but it definitely was 100% worth it once we got here.
It's not just motorists who are going places. Federal officials say the number of air travelers already has hit a pandemic-era high. I'm Mike Hempen.
Passengers flying into Britain faced major delays after landing in airports on Saturday due to a nationwide issue affecting the automated border control gates that scan passports upon arrival. Images posted on social media showed long queues with hundreds of people at London's Gatwick and Heathrow airports, with frustrated passengers complaining of having to wait several hours in line. Heathrow is Britain's busiest airport. It said it had deployed extra staff to manage the queues and was working with Border Force to help resolve the problem. Clashes between police and supporters of the opposition leader in Senegal have left one person dead and several injured, according to the friends of the victim who spoke to the Associated Press on Saturday. Clashes erupted Friday as opposition leader Ousmane Sonko called on his followers to follow him to